In homes where macaroni and spaghetti are a traditional dish, the overwhelming favorite is La Rosa. La Rosa, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles, presents radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. The La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars.
Thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, instead of the play originally scheduled, we present a dramatic story titled Say It With Flowers, which stars Russell Wade. We'll have our curtain for Act One in just a moment. But first, say, Wendell Niles, during rehearsal, why did you keep repeating 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3?
Because, C.P., the secret formula for every lady listening on how to serve better macaroni and spaghetti is simple as 1, 2, 3. Simply serve three ways best La Rosa. Here's how La Rosa is three ways best. One, La Rosa products are made exclusively from finest semolina. And semolina, as you know, is the pure golden heart of costlier durum wheat. In La Rosa macaroni, you're getting nature's own cream of the crop durum wheat semolina. Wonderful natural flavor. And point two, La Rosa's exclusive slow-curing process holds every bit of that natural semolina goodness. Locks it in so you savor that full, rich flavor. Gives it that delightful, firm yet tender texture. And point three is a great new feature. All La Rosa macaroni products are enriched. Now you're sure to get those essential vitamins and minerals that help guard your family's health. Yes, it's simple as 1, 2, 3. 1, durum wheat semolina. 2, exclusive La Rosa slow curing. 3, enriched. It all adds up, ladies, to better macaroni or spaghetti and egg noodles. La Rosa Grade A. Now back to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars and our producer, C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act One of Say It With Flowers, starring Russell Wade. Our play opens in a small office adjoining Big Louie's 63 Club. Two men face each other across a highly polished desk. One is Big Louie, the racketeer, whose smooth deals have him constantly in the shadow of the state penitentiary, but so far never inside. Louie's companion is a younger man, Johnny Burns. He stares almost dreamily at the wall calendar as Louie talks to him.
Peanuts. That's what you've been working for, Johnny. Buttons. Now, if you'd only string in with me like I want you should, I'd put you on to something really big, though.
Yeah, well, that's the old come on, Louie. Now, what's the racket?
I got a proposition for you, Johnny. Takes a smart boy to handle it.
Okay, okay, so I'm smart. But you didn't call me over here to tell me that.
Now, this is hot, Johnny, and I can't miss. But it takes a guy with plenty of moxie to handle it.
All right, so you've already told me what a great guy I am.
And besides, I hear you ain't doing any too well with them pinball machines you got on.
I can't kick.
You've been fooling around with a lot of them penny ante rackets.
But they all been legal.
But there ain't no doing it. Now, this one's a cinch, Johnny. Of course, it ain't strictly legal, but...
Making money the easy way's my business, Louie. But the law can't put a finger on me, and they're not going to.
Oh, why didn't you smarten up, Johnny? All you've been getting sucker money. That's being dumb.
Maybe so, but I'd rather be on the outside looking in than play it smart your way and end up in the clink.
Yeah. You're passing up a good bet.
The odds are too long, and you're on the short end, bucking the law. I'll play it dumb.
Wouldn't be a streak, would it, Johnny?
Easy, Louie. I've whittled down tougher guys than you for talking like that.
What? I was only kidding, Johnny. Only kidding.
Well, see that you keep it that way. Call me up again sometime when you got something we can do business on.
Wait a second, Johnny. Hello? Yeah, he's here. Want to talk to him? That's for you, Johnny.
For me? Oh, yeah, I did tell him at my place I'd be. Yeah, thanks. Hello, yeah, this is Johnny Burns. Raymond. Well, I don't know anybody by that name. A lawyer?
Oh, a lawyer. Always on the safe side, eh, Johnny? Smart guy, huh? The law can't put a finger on me.
Mr. Raymond? Yes? My name's Burns. Johnny Burns.
Oh, yes, yes. Come in, Mr. Burns. Close the door. Had quite a time finding you.
Yeah?
I suppose you've been wondering why I wanted to see you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Well, sit down, won't you? You see, all this is in connection with a very serious matter.
Now, listen, Mr. Raymond, if anybody's been making a squawk against
squawk? Me... Squawk? I'm afraid I don't understand. Now, perhaps I'd better explain.
Yeah, I wish you would. And what was that you said about its being serious?
Death is always serious, Mr. Burns.
Death? Oh, now, listen, Mr. Raymond, I...
This is the Mary Willoughby file.
Oh, yes, thank you, thank you.
Mary Willoughby? Why, that's my Aunt Mary. Oh, you can't tell me Aunt Mary's mixed up in anything.
I'm afraid your Aunt Mary's past being mixed up in anything, as you put it. How long has it been since you've seen her?
Aunt Mary? Oh, it must be 4 or 5 years now, I guess. The old lady and I never got along any too well. She didn't exactly approve of my... Well, she was always talking about me going into business or something. Why?
And then you knew she was the proprietor of a rather prosperous business herself. Small, but more than adequate to care for her needs.
Yeah, yeah, I know about that.
And I believe you were her only living relative.
Say, what is this? You talk as though Aunt Mary was dead or something.
She is, Mr. Burns.
What?
And in her will, she left everything to you.
Her will? To me? Are you on the level? You mean Aunt Mary left me the place she's been running all these years?
That's right, Mr. Burns. And it was her express wish that you take it over and run it. But there are certain provisions.
I thought there was some catch to it. Nobody ever gave me something for
nothing. No, no, there's no catch to it. It's all yours, legally. But she took great pride in this business and had established certain customs. And these must be carried out to the letter.
Yeah, she was pretty particular, all right. But I guess we'd better skip it, Mr. Raymond. I couldn't take it over.
I'm afraid you can't refuse, Mr. Burns. The transfer of title has already been made.
Aunt Mary sure must have had it in for me. Well, that's a payoff, brother.
Is it so funny?
Funny? You don't know how funny it is. Me, Johnny Burns, running a flower shop.
Well, Karen, what have you decided to do?
Again, Roger.
Oh, Karen, you know this is all nonsense. Through some false sense of loyalty, you insist on running this shop while they hunt all over for some long-lost relative.
And you'd like to have me walk out and let all these lovely flowers wilt and marry you. Oh, I couldn't do that to Aunt Mary, Roger. I promise.
But she wasn't your Aunt Mary. And besides, she's dead. Now, be sensible, Karen.
I am, Roger. She was awfully good to me, and the least I can do is to keep the place open as she asked me to until the new owner is found.
She probably left it to somebody who doesn't know a carnation from a head of cabbage. But that's not the point. You know I'm being transferred west. I want you to chuck this. Marry me and go along.
But Roger, I can't do that. Not now. I have an obligation.
Oh, obligation be darned.
Oh, there's a customer. Call for me at my place about 6, will you? We'll have dinner.
Oh, all right. Perhaps by then I'll be able to think up a better argument. I'll see you later, then.
Goodbye, Roger. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Why, fine. Is there something I can show you?
I was just sort of looking around.
These roses are lovely.
Yeah, roses.
Or perhaps you prefer something in a plant?
Yeah, a plant.
We have some lovely dahlias.
Oh, I wasn't figuring on buying any flowers exactly. I was just looking, sort of looking the place over.
Oh, I see.
Say, this is pretty swell at that, you know it? All these flowers.
Well, what else did you expect to find in a flower shop?
Yeah, that's right, isn't it? Say, do you know the names of all these different flowers?
Well, of course.
You run the place, huh?
Well, I'm the manager, yes. The owner was Mary Willoughby. She's not here any longer.
Yeah, I know. Aunt Mary's flower shop.
She named it that when she first opened. That name just seems to go with the place, doesn't it?
I'll say it does. But say, if she's not here anymore, are you going to keep on working?
Well, probably. Only until the new owner is found.
And then what are you going to do?
Well, I might possibly get married, but... Well, why are you so interested in my affairs?
You work for Aunt Mary, huh?
Yes.
How would you like working for me?
Working for you? Well, I don't understand. I never saw you before.
Well, you see... Well, from now on, I'm Aunt Mary.
You're...
Uh-huh. The long-lost relative they've been hunting for to give this bunch of posies to.
Then you're Johnny Burns.
That's right. What's your name?
Miss Stanley, Karen Stanley.
I'm glad to know you, Miss Stanley.
Yes. Well, I suppose you'd like to look over the books.
I guess there'll be plenty of time for that.
Oh, then there are a number of things you should know about. The arrangements your aunt had for furnishing altar flowers every Sunday at the church, and the decorations for the big charity dinner every year.
Hey, now, wait a second. You talk as though I was really going to run this place.
Oh, but you have to.
What do you mean, I have to? I'm not so sure about that.
But don't you think you should? It's what your aunt wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, but you look like you've been doing all right with it. Why don't you keep on running it?
Oh, well, that's impossible, Mr. Burns. I've really decided to give up working and...
That kind of puts me on the spot, doesn't it? You see, I wasn't exactly planning on taking the place over, personally.
Oh. Well, I suppose I could stay until you get used to taking care of the flowers and handling the orders.
Then you'd better take off your hat and stick around, because that'll take me the rest of my life. You know, I think I will have me a flower at that. Would you pick me out one?
Of course. They're all yours. You can pick out any one you like.
How about that blue one over there?
This cornflower?
If that's the name of it, yeah. Say, Miss Stanley, how about you and me making a deal?
A deal?
Yeah.
Here.
Say, this looks pretty good, doesn't it? Well, how do you like that? Me, Johnny Burns, wearing a flower.
I think it looks very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does.
Hiya, Johnny.
Hi.
Play again, pool?
No, thanks.
Well, look who's got a flower in his buttonhole. Hey, fellas, get a load of Johnny with a flower in his buttonhole here.
Hiya, Aunt Mary.
You look kind of pretty there, Johnny. Hey, don't he, fella? Don't look
shut up, you guys. Shut up.
Hey, heard you got yourself a flower shop to run, Johnny.
Who said I was going to run it?
Ain't walking out on a gang, are you, Johnny?
Who said I was?
Always thought you was kind of la-di-da.
Better go easy, slug.
Look who's telling me to go easy. Daisy Burns. Giving up the racket to go peddling flowers. That's a panic. Why, you cream puff.
Okay, slug, you asked for it.
Ooh, hey, what are you doing, Johnny?
Wait a minute.
Now, any more of you wise guys got anything to say?
You'll be sorry for that, Johnny. You'll be sorry you socked me.
I'll be sorry for nothing. The only thing I'll be sorry for is I ever got mixed up with you mugs. I come down here to help you guys and work out some new gimmicks with you birds, and you start popping off and cracking wise. Well, maybe running a flower shop ain't so bad. So I'll run one. Now, what do you think of that?
The Curtain Falls on Act One of Say It With Flowers, starring Russell Wade. Our great star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return for Act Two after a word from Wendell Niles, who has that dreamy La Rosa look in his eye, if I'm not mistaken. Wendell, have you been dreaming of La Rosa macaroni and chicken again?
CP, the La Rosa chicken macaroni casserole recipe is a dream come true. I can't wait to pass it on to the ladies. To make a little chicken, just a little chicken, even chicken leftovers into a delicious big meal, here's the ticket. All you need is La Rosa Grade A macaroni, a little diced chicken, and a few other ingredients, all baked in a casserole dish. Wait until you hear the family rave about that luscious La Rosa goodness. So easy, so inexpensive, so heavenly delicious. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa recipes, send for your free La Rosa cookbook. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, Brooklyn 11, New York. And don't forget to ask your grocer for La Rosa elbow macaroni or spaghetti or those fluffy golden La Rosa egg noodles. Everybody loves La Rosa. Three ways best La Rosa. One, durum wheat semolina. Two, exclusive La Rosa slow curing. Three, enriched for extra nutrition. It costs no more, so be sure you get La Rosa. And remember, it's a full pound.
Act Two of Say It With Flowers, starring Russell Wade as Johnny Burns. Unwilling, though he may have been, Johnny Burns is now doing his best to operate the flower shop left to him in his Aunt Mary's will. The rough kidding he has received from a handful of petty racketeers might have had something to do with it. And right now, Johnny is telling his late aunt's faithful employee, Karen Stanley, just how he feels about the shop.
So I made up my mind right then. From now on, I'm strictly business and strictly legit.
Oh, I'm glad you've decided, Mr. Burns, and I know your Aunt Mary would be glad, too.
Yeah, Miss Stanley, you and I are really going to run this joint, place.
You, not me. The shop's your responsibility from now on. I've decided to leave.
Oh, but you can't do that, Miss Stanley. Why, who's going to water the flowers and look after them and everything?
Well, you will, I guess. Remember, I told you I had other plans.
Yeah, you were going to get married or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the first things you'll have to do is to arrange for the flowers of the charity dinner. It's only 3 weeks off.
But I...
It's a big affair. You donate the floral displays for the special rooms in the banquet hall, and then afterward they're distributed to the hospitals. And of course you're expected to be there to make a speech.
Me? Make a speech? Oh, no, that's out. The flowers are okay, but that talking, that's out.
And I've already taken care of the flowers for the church this week.
Church? I don't have to go to church, do I?
Not if you don't want to, you don't, but...
You know, maybe I'm thinking it over. This racket's a little out of my line. Well, I thought maybe I could swing it, but making speeches and going to church, I don't know. I think maybe you better stick around.
Oh, someone just came in.
Yeah, you better see what they want.
All right, I'll take care of it, Mr. Burns. Oh, good evening. Can I show you something?
I want to see the boss. Is he here?
Well, yes. Just a moment, please. Mr. Burns?
Yeah?
Someone to see you.
Hiya, Johnny.
Hiya, Slag. What do you want?
I don't want no daffodils.
Come on. What's it about?
Well, I guess you know Big Louie's pretty sore about you walking out.
What I do is my business. So where does Louie come in?
Well, he figures like this. Maybe now he can use this plant of yours.
What do you mean, use it? This place is strictly on the up and up. I'm having no part of Louie or any of you guys. Is that straight?
Well, Louie figures different, Johnny. He figures now you've got this place, it'll make a swell front for him and us boys. And right now, he's got use for it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got no use for him or his rackets.
Louie figures he'll be needing a place to store some stuff he's got hold of, see? You got a nice warehouse. Don't you see? Who'd ever figure on looking in the warehouse of a flower shop?
Not in this flower shop. You go back and tell Louie I'm not having any, see?
Louie's gonna be awful sore.
I don't care how sore he gets. It's no dice.
And I ain't forgetting how I owe you something, too, Johnny.
You go back and tell Louie when I got out, I broke clean. I don't want him getting any ideas about me or this place. Is that clear?
Oh, sure. It's clear to me, all right. But it ain't gonna be clear to Louie. You're asking for trouble, Johnny. Well, that's up to you. So long, sucker.
Mr. Burns, what did he mean he was going to make you sorry for something you did?
Oh, now don't worry, Miss Stanley. He didn't mean a thing.
But can they force you to do anything?
They can't force me to do anything I don't want to do.
No, of course not. After all, there are laws.
Sure. But the guys don't play that way. They make up their own laws as they go along. Don't worry about it, though.
Oh, I do hope you'll be careful.
Sure, I will. But if these guys want to play games... I think I'll choose up sides and play for keeps. I'll see this through. That is, I will if you'll stick around and help me.
Well, I...
I know it's like asking you to walk into trouble, but, well, somebody's got to look after these nosegays while I take care of those playboys. Now, what do you say?
Well, all right, Mr. Burns, I will.
Ah, swell. And call me Johnny, will you? Or even Aunt Mary would be all right coming from you.
Aunt Mary, you, Johnny Burns. But Roger, he's really a very decent sort.
Don't you think you're carrying your idea of an obligation just a little bit too far, Karen?
But the shop needs
the shop. Well, what about me? And I wonder if it's really the shop you're thinking about.
Oh, now you're annoyed.
Of course I'm annoyed, and who wouldn't be? It's only another 4 weeks before I have to leave for the West Coast, and I'm being put off because of some ex-gangster and a flower shop.
Hiya, Karen.
Good morning, Johnny.
How's this for a Monday morning? One of the best, isn't it? Well, what do you think I ought to wear in my buttonhole today? A hollyhock or a chrysanthemum?
I think a carnation.
Okay, a carnation it is. You fix it, will you?
All right.
But you got to give me credit, though. I'm learning the names of these posies.
Oh, I think you've done wonderfully in these 3 weeks. And you did pretty well yesterday, too.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a guy going to church just to see if the flowers he sends him look all right, is there?
Not a thing wrong. I think it's fine you're taking such an interest in flowers.
Yeah, I saw you there, too.
Well, Johnny, since you're apparently taking such an interest in your displays, you haven't forgotten tonight's the big night, have you?
The charity dinner? Gosh, I did forget.
Oh, aren't you going?
Do I have to?
Well, you should.
Why don't you go in my place?
Oh, that wouldn't be right. You're the owner.
Well, we'll see how I feel about it tonight.
Remember, this was your aunt's most important function of the year. She was very proud of her flowers at the charity dinner. She wouldn't have missed it for anything.
She really went for it, huh? Okay, I'll be there, but I'll be out of place.
Hello there, Mr. Burns.
Oh, hello.
Evening, Mr. Burns.
Evening.
The flowers are beautiful, Mr. Burns. Beautiful.
Yeah? Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Order, please. Order. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll all come to order, we're going to hear from our guest of honor, Mr. Johnny Burns.
Imagine. Johnny Burns being guest of honor.
Oh.
Where's Johnny Burns?
He's not here.
Then we'll wait for him. Come on in, boss.
Well, I don't know when he'll be back. You see,
I don't see nothing, sister. All I know is we got business with Johnny. That right, boss? Oh, this is Big Louie, the boss.
But he told you he didn't want anything to do with you.
That's what we want to see Johnny about. Perhaps we can convince him. When'll he be back?
I really don't know. He went to the charity dinner tonight.
Then he shouldn't be so late. But it don't matter so much if he don't come back.
Yeah, didn't I tell you this was a pretty swell layout, boss? Johnny must be doing all right with this flower racket, huh?
What do you got stored in the warehouse out back, sister?
Nothing now. It's practically empty, but we
expect... That's fine. Got a key for it?
Well, yes, we keep it locked.
Give me the key.
What do you want it for?
I just got a few things I want to put in there, that's all.
But Johnny told you he wasn't going to let you use it.
That's what Johnny said, but I say different. Now, where's the key?
I won't give it to you.
No? Now, don't be cute, baby. Come on. Where's the key?
I don't know.
Hey, boss, we can't let that truck sit out in front all night.
Okay, we won't need no key. Take the truck around in the back, slug, bust the lock in, and unload the stuff inside.
Okay, boss.
I wouldn't do that if I was you, lady. Get away from that phone.
You won't get away with it.
Listen, lady, I ain't kidding. So don't you do nothing foolish, and you'll be all right. This is strictly between me and Johnny.
What do you mean, coming here and breaking into his warehouse? What are you putting in there?
Just a few boxes of stuff I want in safekeeping for a while, that's all. Now, just keep your mouth shut and you won't get hurt.
Johnny! Oh, Johnny, I'm so glad you've come.
Hiya, Johnny.
What's the idea of the gun, Louis?
I'm using your warehouse, that's the idea.
I won't want any part of it. What have you got out there?
A few hot furs, Johnny. Furs that'll make our bank accounts nice and warm.
Nothing doing, Louis. This is Aunt Mary's flower shop. It's not going to be a cover joint for you or anybody else.
No? Maybe we'll give you a little working over till you get some sense in you. Back up against that wall.
Johnny, wait.
Keep you out of this, sister.
Hey, the stuff's in, boss. Oh, Daisy Burns is back, huh? Let me take him, boss. I owe him something.
Johnny.
Hey, how do you like that, Daisy? That's for nothing.
Why, you...
Let me plug him, boss. Will you go on? Let me plug him. He's got it coming to him. Let me take him.
Put down that gun, young man.
Aunt Mary.
Aunt Mary. I thought you were dead.
Say, what is this?
There are some friends of mine out in the car. We've been watching you all along. My friends are with the DA's office.
Gee, boss, the cops. Come on.
I'm with you. Let's go.
Here's a daisy for you, slut.
Huh? Oh, they won't get far.
But, Aunt Mary, you're supposed to be...
Dead? Oh, I was never more alive in my life. How are you, Karen, dear?
Oh, fine, Aunt Mary. Did you have a good rest?
Say, what is this?
Johnny, I got sick and tired of seeing you make a fool of yourself. I knew you were smart, and I thought if you were given some responsibility, it'd knock some sense into you. And I'm glad to see that my plan worked.
Huh? Oh, it worked perfectly, Aunt Mary.
I knew that when I heard Johnny's speech at the charity dinner tonight.
You heard me?
I was sitting in the mayor's box. I wouldn't miss a charity dinner for anything. But now that everything's settled, I'm going away on a nice long vacation.
And leave me to run the shop?
With Karen here, you can't go wrong. By the way, Karen, have you decided not to marry that stuffy Roger Huntley?
Well...
Good. Blessings on you, children. Good night.
Well, that
Leaves just you and me, huh, Karen?
That's all.
Well, this is kind of new to me, too, but, well, how does a guy ask a girl to marry him?
Well, he could say it with flowers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could, couldn't I? Only I got a much better idea. Come here, huh?
And so the curtain falls in the second act of Say It With Flowers, starring Russell Wade. And here's Wendell Niles with an important message from our sponsor.
In homes where macaroni and spaghetti are a traditional dish, the overwhelming favorite is La Rosa. La Rosa, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles. Only La Rosa offers all three great features. One, durum wheat semolina. Two, exclusive La Rosa slow curing. Three, enriched for extra nutrition. And you taste the delicious difference. Serve your family La Rosa Grade A macaroni tonight. Get the brand with a big red rose on each box. Get La Rosa, and remember, it's a full pound. Now here's our star, Russell Wade, and our producer.
Russell Wade, that was a job well done.
Thank you, C.P., thank you. It's been a pleasure being here. Believe me, it has.
Relax, you're Russell Wade now, not Johnny Burns.
Oh, say, that's right, I can drop all that. Well, thank you, C.P., and now I can tell you how thrilled I was when you invited me to appear here in the theater.
If you were so thrilled, why did you keep it a secret for so long?
Well, you see, I didn't want to be the only one of the Four Horsemen not to appear here with you on this show.
The Four Horsemen of Notre Dame? Are you one of those famous football players?
No, the Four Horsemen of Pat O'Brien.
Well, I knew that Pat O'Brien played the part of Canute Rockne on the screen. But how is it that you're one of the Four Horsemen?
Well, four of us made our debut on the screen in the picture Bombardier. Robert Ryan, Walter Reed, Richard Martin, and myself. And Pat O'Brien began coaching us all.
O'Brien's a pretty good coach, and he's done a very good job with you four boys.
Oh, he's a great guy. And everyone at the studio feels the same way, to say nothing of his many, many fans. And as for me, well, I'll play on his team anytime.
Russ, I hope you boys will become as famous as the original Four Horsemen. Then we'll call you the Four Horsemen of Hollywood.
Well, if we do, we'll certainly get star billing, believe me.
I feel sure that you will. And just for good luck, how about you paying us another visit?
Oh, C.P., that's an invitation I'll accept with pleasure. Just let me know when.
That's a promise. And now, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to join us again in our La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars at our regular time. Until then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Listen every weekday to radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Listen to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star brought to you Monday through Friday by V. La Rosa and Sons, makers of La Rosa Grade A, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles. In homes where macaroni and spaghetti are a traditional dish, the overwhelming favorite is La Rosa. This program came to you transcribed direct from Hollywood. Your announcer is Wendell Niles. How your child will enjoy La Rosa enriched pastina. Those tiny, tender, golden rings of durum wheat semolina, plus protein-rich egg yolk, make pastina the ideal child's food. Serve as a cereal with milk, in soups, with chopped meats or vegetables. Children love its mild, delightful flavor. And it's so digestible, so nutritious, many doctors recommend it as baby's first solid food. Every day, more and more mothers are discovering La Rosa enriched pastina. Don't just say pastina, say La Rosa enriched pastina.